What it is, what it was, cuz this is the morning after. It is Father's Day, Turpy Sunday, Sunday Fun Day, however you want to call it. June 17th, 2018. Here's a little excerpt from last night so I can ramble, hanging at the bodega with the crew. We had Chris and Myrtle in town from the beautiful city of San Diego, the sire of Berkshire, Dupe Spade. Happy Father's Day to all you guys. Let's go back into last night's ramble with the crew. You're at the parlor with Potter and friends. Appreciate you coming through. Don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and all that good stuff. Anything you want to hear, holla at your boy, let it be known. Don't forget to download the Anchor FM app and call in, chime in, say what's up. We always like to hear from y'all. I'm right here listening, or actually watching, Brazil versus Sweden in the World Cup 2018. It is 1-1. 73 minutes into the match. Like I said, we're going to go into this late night ramble. Let's get it. What it is, what it was, cuz it's your boy, Her Burrito, and crew.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we are at the bodega. Today is fucking Saturday. Saturday Night Live Resin, June 16th. Jeez, months are going by, dude.
Yeah, was it?
Halfway through the year.
Oh, and then my godson just graduated.
Summer solstice is upon us.
Jesus. Hey, you guys gotta put me on that shit.
Huh?
I don't know how to shop for an e-pen.
Oh, yeah. The e-pens, these are really good. This one was from Pupwiser. This one,
like, what do you guys look for if you shop for?
What do we look for?
Yeah.
As in, just the strongest ones.
What do you mean? Like,
or are you talking
THC
about
level, like,
the... No. Fucking e-pen or...
Yeah, you know,
Yeah.
You know, in Dago, by your guys' crib, have you guys seen MedMens?
No, we've been going to SDRC, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a place called MedMens. And it's like a Best Buy or something, or fucking Fry's.
That's you walk cool. in.
Oh, is that big?
It's that big. It's nice. It's like an Apple store.
I think Jesus, I've seen man. That one.
Yeah, it's a big ass
it's
store.
Like,
really that big?
I think we exited there with Fred was driving.
Really?
The same one?
I don't know. It's on... I'm trying to remember the name of the street.
It's like Mira Mesa.
Anyways.
Not Mira Mesa. It was...
Right?
By that sushi place where you guys... When we were in San Diego, you guys went to sushi.
So we're like, fucking Chris is going to sell this shit.
It's by Mira Mesa.
We got to start getting into like a fucking pen instead and shit, you know?
They have a mark. You can use the smoke buddy also.
Another thing was we're trying to look for a airtight fucking jar.
Just regular mason jars.
Yeah, yes. That's airtight too.
Yeah. Regular mason jar, this is the best. You don't even, you know.
But that doesn't leak out.
Airtight. What I do?
We have it like keep it little,
that little humidifier pack on the bottom.
In front of it, but you can still like.
What we're scared of, that's going to be awkward if we go into the store and then
this is airtight.
With his homies, that's just awkward.
Yeah.
This is so close to our pad.
Might as well tell him.
You blazing again, Manny?
Yeah, that rubber seal right there.
Sometimes he's
exactly
sneaking.
My drawer smells.
Either his jar that you have or one of these though to keep it from sinking, you know?
Yeah.
You want to pitch on our blood? We'll go backward right here. Where's that cry?
I want to roll no cigarettes in the garage. Because it goes into grandma's and mom's room, right?
Oh, yeah.
Don't pitch up the blunt.
Pitch on blunt?
Yeah. I don't know if I pitch up the blunt. Not too much. I'm going to pass out of John.
I'm sure Christian came with you guys, right?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
You guys are at a cat's house?
No, my sister's.
No,
Give them a little bit, the rest of the bag.
Huh?
The rest of the bag.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I got some.
I'm gonna try to make this the last time I'm doing lines.
Good.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Even like, even though I don't do it as much.
No.
I get the worst headaches, dude, the next morning. I don't know.
We actually do say it every time.
Sinus, you know what I mean? Your sinuses.
Yeah.
It's like cigarettes. No, you like stop.
You know, yeah. Like $30,
but then we smoke when we're not sick.
You know?
No,
like,
you
straw,
so it's like,
you know,
not completely like, stopped, but like.
Yeah.
No, I get the fucking
like, I don't, you don't smoke at like work.
You take steps and take strides,
that's,
you know.
The first,
eventually, it'll be like, huh, the cigarette doesn't taste very good.
Yeah. We're still waiting for the day.
What's up with this, man? Knock the dust off this fucking bottle.
Can you go to a certain store?
Total Wine.
That's just right here?
Yeah, it's the TL.
Oh, really?
But Chief, if I'm lazy, I'll go to Bevmo because they have the price match though.
Oh, they
right.
do? I didn't know Bevmo has price match, bitch.
Only if the proximity, if they're close to the Total Wine.
Because
Total Wine's in TO and then Bevmo's here. I do it all the time.
Oh, really?
Show my palm. Johnny Walker Blue at Total Wine is $139.99. Everywhere else is $220, $200.
I didn't know they price match. Shit.
So this is a rye burger though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that.
My cousin got me a
smack to the nose when you
were. Right.
It's just, it's smooth.
No, it was a Jameson that was aged in a IPA fucking
cask.
Yeah.
Seen that one, the green bottle?
Yes, green bottle, yeah.
Tastes the same, dude.
Pretty good.
Tastes the same. That tastes a difference, do you?
I do. Who's having a glass of this?
Considering 5 days, it's yesterday.
I'm
waiting for next year,
huh? I didn't ask for this. You can drink all day, babe. Go ahead. They come bite me in the ass later. You can drink it all day, babe.
I would be fucked if I didn't have it.
Man, you still pass out.
I would be dead out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how Lucy's doing that TV right now.
I was really tired after Bonnie Crab.
You were drinking everything. You were doing shots to beer to wine to beer.
A cup of wine walked into the collection.
Nice.
So fucking hard to serve me this collection.
Certain wines are good.
Wines are good.
I guess I haven't tasted the ripe one.
Oh, really?
I think there's sugar, too much sugar in there.
See, I like sweet wine.
I like champagne. Shit. I like some rosé.
I like rosé.
Yeah, I don't like anything. Mm. Except the fruity little drinks and shit. You know, the fruity little cocktails and shit.
What did they say? Champagne only comes from champagne, France? Or something like that? Everything else is...
Yeah. Sparkling
wine. Sparkling wine.
That's what it is.
Champagne only comes from
the Champagne area of France. For it to be called Champagne.
Just considered called Champagne. Otherwise, it's just sparkling wine.
Otherwise, it's just brandy.
It's a Prosecco.
Corbel, you know, the Champagne, they make a fucking brandy.
Really?
They make a brandy. Those are really good. I spoke with my lips all numb.
For real. Good shit.
In the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Is that good?
That's the first test, yeah. That's the first test, right? Yeah. Numbs your shit up.
Yeah, no, me too.
Mine is usually like the throat.
Be
like if it is, you know?
Might not be able to
talk. Thank you, fucker. You don't want to get caught with a big old batch of shit. This would be hard for him to
sell. We got some shit from Chris's cousin. It's supposed to be like more pure.
Poodle.
But then it was like straight numb. Like we were driving to Vegas, yeah. Like just fucking.
He's a connoisseur.
Like fucking numb. Like, you shit?
Supposedly that was pure.
Supposedly. If you were numb, that's that something so. Stronger.
You got to closer to Mexico, damp. So.
I think the closest shit I ever got to pure was some guy in Oxford. He must have been cartel. Fucking guy had fucking shit that was for solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it look different though? No, right?
It looks,
it's still like.
It probably looks like this. It's more like
sparkles, right? Yeah.
And the sparkles, yeah.
It's like more dirty looking?
No.
No.
Or just white?
Of course not.
Oh, it looks like baby powder.
Yeah, almost like.
Really? That's scary.
I thought I read something about the more pure, it's a little bit like a yellowish, sparkly tint to it.
Oh god.
That's why when they cut it with white agents and it lightens the color more.
The more pure,
more,
the
more,
the pastier it is, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. The pastier it is.
Ours was pretty pasty.
Yeah.
The shit that you get from Mikey. Yeah.
Is that like his personal or that's the stuff that he sells? Because he probably has some regular stuff that he sells.
That was that one.
And then he probably might have his first
cousin that we haven't seen.
No, because we were numb on it. It's Mikey's shit that's like pasty, like it sticks to the bag.
Oh, yeah, you don't have anything there. Wipe it on your head.
It's a life hack.
I know, but you don't have anything there to wipe on.
It's
you're just clogging your pores.
Like, not this shit, but you know, the shit.
Isn't there some way of getting like a bunch of it and then like separating whatever its impurity to make it straight?
Yeah, I heard you can jump in some liquid.
You know what I'm trying to say?
It's a lot of work, man.
You'll see how much is rubbed out.
Put all the fucking bullshit away and have that straight
shit. I just heard that recently, too.
Yeah.
Put it in the microwave.
You think you've done that
recently? Yeah, someone was talking about that.
Sometimes she might wake up.
How do you talk to her? Oh, that was Brian.
Because I know you're a
guy who came from 6 to like
your ringtone.
Went to Toppers and then Kat decided to come.
Go ahead, Pastor.
We're already done eating, right, babe? And then Kat said, God, and then we were there for like 3-4 hours, didn't it feel like?
And it's packed, huh?
Yeah, it's packed.
They make so
like,
much
fuck.
Money.
I've never seen it in that packed.
I was like, I just want a slice of Toppers, you know?
Which one do you guys go to? The one by the beach? Marina?
A lot of people did.
It's nice. I'd have to say that's one of the nicest pizza parlors in California, if not the world.
Yeah, the nice one. They built really? A new
one.
It's
nice.
Wouldn't
nice,
you say?
Though. It is nice, like, especially, like,
rather by the marina, by the fucking water, a fucking pizza
John,
parlor.
Did you try that New York pizza?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I tried
the pizza in New York.
Oh, you have?
What
you
about
have?
It?
Yeah.
Which one? How's pizza in New York?
Oh, compared?
So amazing.
Yeah. So I would say Chicago.
The best.
Hi, sleepy.
Oh, whatever, yeah.
I like Chicago. I'm more of a deep dish, that's why.
Yeah.
New York pizzas are just white slices to me.
Yeah. I stand up to wake up.
But,
sit down
so
and fall
sleeping?
Back to sleep.
Like,
oh,
yeah. I love peeking to wake up. What's up?
I was like
texting you, like.
No, reason though,
like,
I asked that shit about pizza.
you're
more of a deep dish than you, right?
So
good.
You like
pizza?
You like
pizza?
I
looked
at
it, I was like. Yeah, I
like
pizza.
Like
smallish right now.
So that chicken's a good bet.
What are you talking about?
The only reason I brought that up is because I asked Dee today. You know, if you come
from
New York, is New York pizza's the best shit? You know what I mean?
Some people say Chicago.
No, well, if you like deep dish, you probably like Chicago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If you like tomato and bread.
But he's talking about that New York pizza that folds up all cheese, greasy, on a fucking paper plate.
So I went to New York for the very first time for myself.
Why? That is still better than any pizza in the world.
I honestly believe it.
Yeah, but
I can say that. You know why? Because, okay, some people say that cold pizza in the morning is great, right?
Right, yeah.
I've never liked any pizza I've had from California or anywhere else in the morning.
Okay.
I just didn't like the taste.
Something like that in the old base.
When I went to New York, and I had a cold pizza in the morning, first thing in the morning, Christian, that shit was amazing. In the morning, cold.
With the cold cheese. Cheese is semi-rubbery, but not.
So, but in comparison with warmer pizza, I still like New York pizza. It's really good. Crispy crust.
In time. One day old.
Yeah. It's good. It's really is good. But I want to do Chicago.
Cool.
I just want to.
Yeah.
It's the dough, the San Marzano tomatoes that they use, the cheese that they use. Mm. It's just like, okay, this classic New York pizza is pretty tasty. Yeah.
So, like, there's this, I guess, chain.
You know, my brother-in-law, New York cat. So, just real quick, just finish up what I'm trying to say. He still thinks, that New York pizza is good. But his second is Toppers. Like, number two on his list is Toppers.
There you go.
And I'm like, get it though. Like, New York pizza.
Toppers is good, you know. I do like Toppers.
No, but there's also the Chicago style pizza, as I'm saying.
If you're a deep dish person, yes. Like, you will like that. I like BJ's pizza a lot because it was deep dish and shit.
My niece,
I still like BJ's pizza. What are you talking about?
See, BJ's is a Chicago pizza, though.
It's
not the same. Nowadays,
BJ's is a Chicago style deep dish. That's the kind of like, you know what I mean?
No, yeah, that's
like,
a kind of lot.
With Genovan, you know?
That's what I like.
There's a place in Chicago. There's a pizzeria in Chicago called Lou Malnati's. They're well known in Chicago for their deep dish pizzas.
Right, right.
My niece used to work for them, and she sent me their frozen pizzas. Like, and I tried it. It was pretty damn good. I'm excited to try the real thing.
Frozen to oven?
Yeah. So it wasn't bad for frozen to oven, but I can't wait to go to Chicago and try it.
Yeah,
a place called Lou Malnati's in Chicago. They're a known pizza chain in Chicago.
No, you know what? I'm ordering one from something. It's a chain in Chicago, and like people are ordering and they're like whatever. So I went in on it, and that's supposed to come too. But I forgot what it's called.
There's
it's like
two
something
major companies.
It's like Geo something.
Best pizza I had in my life was in New York. Queens, Elmhurst.
See,
I like my pizza with the perfect snap. I'm about like the crispy crust, but not too crispy.
Yeah.
That shit comes out crispy in New York?
Because it's thin, right? It's thin.
Yeah.
They have that thin pizza where you fold it, but they also have just regular, nice.
The Topper's got that crispy.
And they only sell one size. It's like a medium personal.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's like
for
a
yourself.
Thing?
Yeah. And then I asked the cooks everything. They say it's the water. Because they use the water to make the yeast, and they say New York has the best water. They have a lot of rivers and shit in New York.
Is it fry roasted, or what is it?
No, it's a regular pizza oven, Fucking New York.
Breaking up in pizza.
Yeah, that shit's good too.
That's real thin.
We got a red brick in Ventura. The chain, red brick.
Yeah.
I guess coal is the original New York, and then they moved over to gas fire. So there's two types that most people will go for there.
But when Dave took me to Elmhurst, it's fucking. It's
she
a prickly area.
Have both
it's a prickly ass area. I wouldn't go there. You know,
if you want, I've got a list of fucking pizzerias to try. Let me know. I'll give it to you.
What was that?
I studied a list of pizzerias. Like, okay.
Oh, and your other?
This was the very first New York pizzeria.
Yeah.
This was the second that branched off. Like. We watched history on pizza on YouTube, and I listed down every single pizzeria I've ever had. I want to try.
Do you watch that show on Vice? That pizza.
That's a good show too.
I think that's the one, wasn't it, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the one.
I think
the first season.
Back to Oxnard,
yeah.
That one was the best.
Oh, really?
That's why I want to try all those New York places.
Yeah. So you want to spend more time with them.
Yeah, remember John. His brother, John. David Jones. Austria.
Oh, right.
Okay. Well, his brother lived in New Mexico. He's a photographer for the newspaper. Yeah. Started off here, Ventura County, for the Star.
Yeah.
Who, Austria?
John Austria. His aunt is so rich in New York, she owns apartment buildings, and he just stays in whatever apartment building. And Dave's her favorite nephew. He went to the post office one day and noticed how busy it was. So he opened up a UPS center right across the street. His aunt gave him $200,000.
So that's what he's doing now?
Oh, he did it for a long time. He recently sold it.
Oh, really? And what
is it worth now? He's a tennis coach at the U.S. Center, U.S. Open with him.
Yeah.
And he's a assistant, substitute teacher for junior high. Living the life, lucky.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like
you make out well in that.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He used to come to Vegas for like the corporate, you know, UPS meeting and shit like that.
Yeah, he used to shit fucking weed himself, right? Every time he came out here.
Coffee. Does it fart? Does it fart?
No. Yeah, you showed me how to wrap it and everything. It's scary though. When you're in the post office holding it.
Nah, I didn't have
it. Yes, he dropped it.
I guess he'd rather go under.
You showed me how to do it, so I had to do it once. I had to do it twice.
But he had to drop it off the post office.
Yeah, you gotta get
blocked. We're on a diet.
Yeah, you gotta get blocked because you gotta get certified.
We're doing Yay on a diet already, so.
Oh. Hey, give me a cup, bro.
And then my dad was working at a post office at the same time.
I'm gonna feel righteous. Oh, just you and I, huh?
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Take your money. Oh.
Wow. Happy Father's Day, gentlemen.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Gia, Chris, Brian.
Thank you, brother.
Can't smoke six in the garage.
Okay, I'll step out.
Oh, yeah. It's time to take this one.
Yeah. You know how we love to push the limit.
No smoking here, Gene.
Yeah.
Slimy one though, I wanted to.
Yep.
I'll show
you. Here we go, right here. Donald Glover.
This is one of the dumbest videos, huh?
James, listen to Anderson Fox and stuff. You see Anderson Fox?
Because I've listened to it.
Our cats don't like Anderson.
You don't listen to Anderson Fox?
In his latest video, he got the fucking Oxnard.
That is dope.
He got the Oxnard billboard.
Oh, shit.
Big ass Oxnard billboard fucking doing his video and shit.
Nice.
Did he get it done here, though?
No. That's a Hollywood sign. You know what I mean? That's a Hollywood.
It's like weird if you don't have it in Oxnard. Right?
It's not that. That
it
just says Oxnard. It's a red. It's a red billboard and it says Oxnard.
Christian has his shirt out of Urban Outfitters. It says Anderson
Fox
and it has like a big ass strawberry.
Yeah.
On his fucking. You know his thing.
It's just.
Song is so weird. I wonder if we should not smoke the butt in here if it goes into grandma's room. I'm worried about that too. Blunt smoke is okay though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't want grandma having an asthma attack and shit. Grandma said she wanted to go home. Yep. Or is it just decision by the family?
Decision by the family.
Well, both, you know. It's mutual.
Good for her.
Yeah, it does.
It's better off there. You have fucking great caretakers over there. Mm-hmm. Family fucking watching you.
My grandpa left
every movie.
When he was 89?
Oh. What kind of drink did you put in there, the mini? Was that the OG?
That was that Jungle Boy.
He was,
Jungle Boy, which one? What place?
That was a fucking, that was, what's his name?
My grandpa.
But they got it so late in life, but.
Yeah.
Good, huh?
You know Filipinos.
You still
have
any
alpha? You have to scan.
What?
You can't just, like,
no, I don't.
Have regular blood.
I already smoked it. Mm-hmm. It was good. I smoked the fattest boys
a lot. I think I have one of those.
You got the Dabadoo if you want to do the Dabadoo.
Did you bring the battery?
Oh, fuck.
Some strawberry fucking, you should try that. Strawberry fucking something. I forgot what the fuck it was. Strawberry something.
It's good.
It's good, dude.
Strawberry shortcake?
Yeah. No, it's a strawberry. It's a straight up strawberry. Goddamn strawberry poison. You know what I mean? Fucking Puffweiser. Shit's like water, too. This shit's nice, dude. That propane fucking extraction these guys be using. Turpens.
Battery? It works well, dude. I don't even know.
Oh, the regular? You get those at liquor stores.
Eagle Tea.
Yeah, it's one of the original.
Okay.
You get those at the liquor store.
I noticed, though, the brand name ones last longer.
Just get one of these.
It's like $34.
That battery will last you like, seriously, 3 weeks. On that kind of
car. I don't do drugs.
What drugs do you?
No,
I don't think it's like
Vegas. I don't think it's really.
Oh, if I didn't handle you today, I would have been knocked out after bonus
card. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
These guys are crazy that day because they drink lean all day. All tired, you know, and then they do coke at night to stay up. And they're drinking at the clubs. It's ridiculous.
That's wild.
I don't think I've done mine ever since Eve, for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. Like 5 years. Not too bad every once in a while. I mean, I do it every day.
Consistency, my friend. Consistency. You need consistency.
I'm just saying, I drank out all day and I've been drinking with Brian, so I would have been asleep right now.
Probably consistency, my friend. If you're gonna do that, you might as well do all of it. You might as well do it all, dog. You open up the floodgates right there, dude. Okay. Boom, all of a sudden, everything. You're open to anything.
I'm OD. I'm trying to fucking up my hustle. Fucking dingy, fucking that. Fucking Bill Lyon. Nah.
I'm joking.
I know my limit.
It's a gateway. Next thing you know, we're gonna see you on the corner with a belt around your arm. slamming needles around the corner with fucking them junkies.
I think I'm doing pretty good looking up in career. I'm doing well for myself.
Yeah.
Transition is a career transition.
Okay.
So I think I'm doing pretty well for myself.
That's good. Yeah.
Could be doing worse.
I'm the only guy that does lines of smoke.
Huh?
I'm the only guy that does lines of smoke.
I know, it's not the combo.
Back. Back to back. No, because everyone's either
one. It always counterbalances.
Want to be down. All my friends, I reach out to them. Do you want to hit this? No, I just want to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucked, you know. It's good.
What's
this,
Regina?
Oh. I was younger, that's what Coco Pops was for.
No more.
You never played with your nose, Jay?
No more.
But you have before, though?
I refuse to.
You know, it's worse. Fucking.
Most people always try nothing. But...
You know, it's worse. Fucking snorting prescription pills. That's worse.
Oh, God.
Ooh. I never done that shit.
That's life.
Yeah, that's fashion.
This ain't bad for that shit. Just saying.
Every drug has their specifics. You don't crush up like in medical bills, you know what I mean? Don't they have like the time releases and shit when you crush them up?
Prescribed by a medical professional that puts their license on the line.
You look gonna catch up.
To give you that
medicine. Not much. It also depends on what you're crushing. Like, let's say they try to crush an entire coating bag of coke. That's all bad. You're getting that hit all in one rather than that 12-hour break on the
other day. Hold that chair right there. I got it.
Just get that shit.
What do you think about these, Jay?
AirPods?
Dude, he needs a haircut so like bad. So bad.
It's hard though. We did.
Daniel says he has a groomer, a buddy that's a mobile groomer. Maybe he can bug in.
Just come see your pet.
Come on, yep. Hook him up and shit. Yeah. He's a good dude. Ray's a cool dude.
All Mad Dog lovers, yo.
It's like
dog life, bro.
Yeah.
Like
hey, John, when's Kenneth next? I'm just curious.
Next week. Next Saturday. 23rd.
I have a friend that has cancer.
Six more weeks.
He might be able to give me some edibles.
Back to the Philly.
Yeah.
Really?
You're not going to go?
Awesome.
Chris said he got the store that he could just go that they just got a store over there.
So we'll just go in there.
Did you do a round in, say what's up to the folks?
They only take cash.
It's cash only still.
Oh, there's Rick's idea.
What?
Cash only.
Well, they have an ATM and all, but... Yeah.
Well, this is Rick's business that
last time I went there, I slid my
ATM
card
system for the cannabis industry.
Oh, really?
MedMens uses this cash fucking transfer system that Rick's talking about, that he's working. He's independently trying to sell these terminals. So you can use like an ATM. You can use your card. Yeah, buy your stuff, you know. So say you came with $100 to the dispensary, and you want $200 worth of stuff. Yeah. Instead of going to an ATM to get another $100, just use your card anyways.
Yeah.
Which they don't let you do right now.
Yeah.
They don't let you do
like
that.
A Venmo
Why not?
Kind of thing?
Huh? Exactly what I think.
Because a lot of these dispensaries aren't linked to
well,
gangs.
Well, I mean, similar. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're putting their fucking raw cash there.
There's no bank currently that will back dispensaries.
So everyone that owns a dispensary right now, they're just taking raking all this cash.
They're raking all that
and
shit.
And not putting it in a bank.
In so many words, putting it in a shoebox.
That's crazy.
The card is going through a federal system. That's why the bank.
And that's not cleared yet.
That shit's
not cleared yet, then.
Right?
Yeah.
So
it's
that's why Rick is in a pretty damn good idea. He has a good idea. Like, it's like Venmo. It's like PayPal.
The one we go to? Busy as shit every time.
It's just going to get busier after July 5th. After July 5th?
Yeah.
It's right now. Warranty. We're just going to be able to see more shops open. It's just going to be like cool. Like how vape shops
are. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember how vape shops are?
They got this.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you started when you were small, too.
But it's like rotating.
It's nice. It's a nice spot.
You seen that shit?
Kind of like a...
Little baby plants, but they're like in this fucking thing that's rotating.
We're getting close to the end of that. Things are get a little tough to pull.
Yeah, I know.
You need biggest...
No, but the one in Vegas is nice too, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's all pretty.
Yeah, they'll just go right there. Had everyone all lined up and shit.
It's so funny how, like, the dispensaries. It's like on the borderline of, like,
kind
of.
Hold on, let's adjust it that way.
It's like the borderline of being, like, semi medical building. / retail. You know what I mean? At first when you go in and you feel like you're in a doctor's office waiting to go in, you give your rec, you know, you give your rec, they verify you, you're sitting there, you're waiting to get
like
buzzed
that,
in.
Right? Yeah,
buzz,
you gotta get checked
okay,
in first
you
before
go
you
in.
Go into the back, right?
Well, yeah, now you show your ID, right? You just present your ID, they check you in,
well, this one was
and then buzz, you go, you're
but
in.
But there is a little area where there's like mass security. chicken and shit.
Well, before you get in.
At least the tent.
My doctor's so lazy. We're not renewing the tent. He just wants my credit card over the phone.
Yeah.
And he emails me my rec, and then he emails the hard copy.
Yeah, so fucking.
Yeah.
That's easy shit.
He just, you know, I get on the phone. Ain't the change, Brian? Well, I email it to you. Then the other girl gets my credit card number, and that's it.
So you still sleepwalking, Brian?
Before I used to have to go over there, and then
you
it
know
changed.
It, Doc.
The sleepwalk.
Then it changed to FaceTime.
I'm sleepwalking right now.
You know, we used to just every year I'd see him on FaceTime.
Yeah.
The rule was
Frankenstein.
Two years you do FaceTime. You know, 1 year, then the next you do FaceTime, but then you gotta see him the third year. Then 2 years you do FaceTime again. Then you gotta see him.
That's
the
next rotation.
Now I don't have to fucking see him. I don't have to do the FaceTime anymore.
Yeah.
It's all an email. You can go to the dispensary, and if you don't have your card, you can get your card right there for $40.
Yeah. Automatically, they hit your insurance.
So now you got a card. You go in, and now you leave with a card. Like, she's not getting a card now.
I'll chance it.
Yeah. It's that easy now. It's crazy. You can just walk in. The one on Channel Islands, there's one on Channel Islands. There's two actually in Florida.
Oh, medical.
One on Channel Islands, one on the trip.
You go
again. I'm to get into a pen, like I said.
Still in med school, bro?
I don't want that all that dragon in my year old right now.
Strawberries. This shit tastes like strawberries.
Yeah. So, what do you refill that same shit, or do you just replace
the new cartridge?
Yeah.
Chuck it when it's done, get a new one. The battery you keep. Yeah, the battery obviously. Yeah. You just change the battery. You know, obviously.
Is that three pieces or four pieces?
You could. If you wanted to, just fucking refill it.
So there's just this piece right here, right?
Yeah. You just can take that cap off right there and just refill it if you want. But save yourself a fucking, you know, hassle and just get a new one.
Yeah, do you get the from DC Kush for $25? But you don't know.
But those are half grams, the tree base?
Oh, I'm not sure. But I mean, you don't know how strong or like, you know what I mean? Like, at least you know with grass. Or whatever, the bigger brand. You know what I mean?
Got water in there,
right?
It might have. Something got Ashley drink?
I don't know, it's all beer. Rockstar, Coors Light, and
Tonic. Oh.
Tonic water,
yeah.
Boss water?
For Hollywood? You get a Boss water right here for Hollywood.
Boss or Boss?
No, the joke was Boss on that movie Grown Ups.
Fiji water.
You remember on that movie Grown Ups?
Yeah. Oh, that kid was clowning.
Yeah, he was clowning. Get a Boss water.
Boss water
for Hollywood over here.
Yeah, it's Boss though.
Oh, that's right.
No, and the kid said that too.
He wanted a Boss.
Yeah,
he wanted a Boss.
I don't know
water.
If you guys have tried Boss water, but there's this certain crispness when you drink it.
It is really good.
It's really good.
It's really good.
It's like, what the fuck?
It's really good.
That's how we went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, you guys want water? I'm like, yeah, we'll take some water.
No. She asked. She
like
goes, $8 do you want
fucking
water?
It was good ass water though.
It's surprising.
I'll tell you this much, it was good water though.
Okay,
really?
This is good.
But what was it though?
Sparkling or something?
No,
is
that
what it's like a
water
fizzy water and shit. But like
no,
a pint.
The waitress goes,
or not
do
a pint,
you want
like,
tap water?
A liter.
Or bottled water. You don't want tap water.
It's like a
good, you know?
They called it tap water.
Yeah, they say tap water. I'm like, okay,
I
want bottled water.
I don't think
and sure
got
enough,
into
it's
Boss. Like, what tap water?
Fucking
like,
good.
Yeah,
you know,
water.
She rolled out fucking.
You do taste the difference though.
On a little cart.
Like shit.
Here's your water.
It
was chilling. The rest of the water was chilling in the.
They fucking made it
wow.
Like an
ice bath.
Yeah, it was an ice bath on this fucking water.
It's water on water.
Wow, nice.
It's water on water.
This is premium Voss water chilled with Voss
the
ice chips.
For. Got more water?
Oh, yeah.
We checked your fridge, okay. Thanks, man. Some water.
Some Voss water?
Some Voss
water? No, yeah, but like, and, like, you know,
we'll
looking at the
Voss
check.
Water
yeah.
Today,
$8 for this damn water.
Shit.
But it was good water.
It wasn't Voss?
It was Voss.
It was Voss.
With the fucking bottle.
I forgot what it was, but it's okay.
It was Vaz.
You know how you get a few bottles. You get
that big, nice cylinder.
I don't recall seeing that bottle, though, in our thing.
It is. It was.
Only was new. New probably bought that shit for you.
I was pretty fucked.
I was like, we have pictures.
Water's all around.
I left my credit card in that damn restaurant that night.
Ooh.
You faded.
That was that faded. Yeah, yeah, fat ass steak. I remember the steak still. Fucking ribeye. Oh, it was the best.
Yeah. Bone in?
Like a $60 ribeye though. Yeah, bone in with fucking that lobster shit on top.
Ooh, damn.
It was like the championship style. What was that style?
It's one of those restaurants where you
chef's can, cut.
You like, you order the steak and then you have to order the sides.
Oh, yeah.
You know
this
what
style.
And that's how you become like an $80 meal.
Yeah.
Like $10, $15. But it's good shit. Like the mash. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
they put some love in those sides. Like, okay, that was buttery.
It's like, shit, my bill, but it's like so good. It's like worth every fucking penny.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I have that picture.
That's how I felt when I went to like a steakhouse for one of the first times.
What up? Squat up, man. We got four. We got four right here.
Yeah, the only game I got on my phone is golf.
Which one? Golf Clash?
Yeah.
Shit, I need to add you. Yeah. I'll play.
I barely got on though, like just
I haven't played in a while, but I'll play.
Not serious, but yeah.
Yeah, I got a regular Golf Clash.
Yeah. I get that.
I like this game. It's fun.
I'm Buck Norris with this.
Buck Norris.
Really?
I'll play.
Yeah.
Buck Norris.
See, look, it's been so long. I have to download an update.
This game, it has all the communication. Yeah, the mic in your
earpiece, right?
And
yeah,
you can hear everyone like, talking. Right, it's just like, hey, what up? We're here.
It's like gaming, yeah.
Have you got a hole
totally
in one
like
yet? Have you got a hole in one yet?
But really fucking good. Not
Eagle.
Fucking, not laggy.
Yeah. Oh, Eagle.
One Eagle.
Oh, the half is good.
It is really good.
It's built
there's only a few places you can get the hole in one.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good. So hard.
It's probably easy to control it too. Versus like,
but if you look at the wind, the bounce, it's like, oh,
true.
Because that's what makes it like Call of Duty and all that. It makes it hard.
Being out there on the drive,
but
just driving
your
balls.
When you're on your phone,
it's easier.
Oh, that's how you do that?
You can let out some aggression on the driver.
Well, who's in Vegas that said that?
That's what I'm getting at. It's super
Well, even Dad was saying like that Top Golf is like, you know what I mean? Like, I never did, you know.
Yeah, bachelor parties and all that?
Yeah, like just like big, yeah. Just something else from them gambling, you know what I mean? Or like adult,
John's birthday.
Adult shit.
The first Justin?
Oh, yeah, John's birthday, we want to go to fucking La Paz.
Where?
La Paz brunch Sunday.
First time.
Oh. Brunch?
I was hoping you said Vegas.
Vegas can out.
Oh, Vegas? What?
Vegas can fucking be out Trump that.
We're gonna stay at the Trump Hotel?
What? Yeah.
Let's get a suite of Trump. Trump it up.
That'd be good.
Good job, dude.
That's my first drink of the day.
Well, first drink of the day?
Is that the game?
I don't like drinks that much.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll just go solo.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I party so much that, you know,
you can do either one.
I'm drinking not my first drink. Nino was drinking today. So ever since the surgery.
Yeah.
That's
the motherfucker's going.
Fucking, he had a cyst right here.
A what?
A cyst.
Yeah. Fucking, all these fucking. He just luckily when he went to the dentist.
Everybody started first.
Yeah.
First order. So
initially, he just wasn't. Everyone just.
He was feeling like stuffed up with nothing. He was just like, okay.
He probably thought it was just a coca.
And then he scanned your
butt. But he always said, but I don't do it on this side. I do it on the other side. So it's like,
I'm very big, so
he was just like, he was just saying, he was just idle.
We're about to go.
No, I'm hearing you, right? Like, I don't know.
And I told him, I was like,
what
is it? So he went, and he had gone to the dentist. So the dentist said they saw it.
They said that fucking
in the x-ray. And they were just
like, lucky, you know that can form
something
bad. Oh, I told him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, means, man, medically speaking,
if it's not normal,
you have to be careful, Tori. Like, it,
man,
like,
you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It could be cancerous, could not be.
We want to plan.
The fact that you found it now is a blessing.
Yeah. So
get it to me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He went, got it tested
right here.
All right. He just got the results the other day. What were the results?
I don't want that.
Jim, did he tell you the results? He was supposed to get them
yesterday. Benign.
Benign?
Not captured.
Good.
Not
captured. Okay. So that works out.
So how long is this going?
But shit, that could have been something a bit.
He's lucky he went to the dentist, you know what I mean? Because
maybe
us fuckers are scared to go to the dentist. Like,
I haven't
like,
been to the dentist in a
year. You know, you don't go 20 years.
Are we on the timer? Are you
guys
on
the
timer? Yeah. There's going to be a circle that
goes. You know, it took me a while to go, but you don't say nothing.
No, but when you do that procedure where they clean up your gums.
But there's the big boy style. There's the big boy style.
Oh, that's the under.
They got Minecraft and fucking imaginary. They're fucking using unicorns and flying all over the place. This is Call of Duty style with the same concept. Same concept before. Machine guns, everything. That's how you kill.
That's just for sure, isn't it?
So we're right here in the main. You want to go right here.
She got so mad at me when I didn't switch over at first.
Yeah, and I'm like that right now, too.
My target area.
Cause like,
look at my little dog right there.
Those, you know, Legazpi and Nicholas,
right they're rebels.
They know a lot of Filipinos are in denial.
Yeah.
So they take advantage of, you know.
Yeah, they don't give it to you hard. Yeah.
Yeah, they're soft and they do shitty dental work.
I probably
they don't have top of mind shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they just say, yeah, they go, oh, yeah, your teeth are
good response.
Nice.
Very good response.
My
dad,
why they tell me my teeth is nice?
My dad's in that same boat.
When you get there,
he didn't want to go to
we're
Shelby.
We're just skydiving right now.
Oh, you
so what does Nicholas do? Yeah. Send him to Shelby to do the implant. Nicholas is dead. And she knows Shelby does the best work, so she sends.
There you go.
He sells.
Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
He sells.
So yeah, we give a lot of money to the Lafayette family.
Yeah, we
support that.
Every game, right? Starts with 101
bucks. That's such a hard job. Ever since we're little, she's been so smart, Shelby. Like, really
how old is she? She's like your generation, right?
Yeah, she's 1 year young. Her brother is my age. We're in honors classes and everything together. He's a chiropractor, Alvin. Endeavor. Already divorced with twins.
Hey!
The only reason he can't move is because of the kid.
Okay, see? There's this line.
And
you gotta change the direction. We gotta come back.
Shelby graduated top of their class, UCLA Dentistry. Which is one of the best schools in America.
It's just one of the first thing we really want to do is get weapons. Like, that's our
what's cool is she don't she don't force you to do anything. She gives you
like weapons and shit.
You know, you go to the mechanic.
Here's
what's fucked up.
They don't give you more shit then. That's good. But that's what makes her keep customers,
we'll
too.
Grenade just in case anyone's trying to fuck with
us. That's the reason why we keep on switching.
Yeah, we got a grenade.
Because you get those dentists that just, like, tells you all kinds of shit that you just... martini meal.
Yeah, you just go in all these spots.
Brand new facility at the collection.
No, I see it. It's really nice.
She has the Netflix up top.
Yeah. Kid friendly.
I watch stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. Where she does my own group now.
Oh, talking about stand-up comedy too. Felipe.
I was just telling you how much money I give to the lobby on my name. All my kids go there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My parents. The entire getting root canals with the ass and shit. Yeah. Crowns. Because she's fixing all the shit that Nick
was doing. Yeah. Yeah. The military base right here. So.
My plan, my layout was like 17.
Oh, man.
Gotta go.
That's including all insurance and shit? Are you paying for insurance?
No, that's just, I mean, if I wanted to, you know, get down and do everything.
I just need a gun.
My insurance will probably have, but.
Actually, you know, if you're just gonna get cleaning and you got all that shit done already, there's really no point of insurance. You just pay for the cleaning.
True. If you take care of your teeth.
Yeah. The last, exactly.
The last thing on the list was whitening. That's the least of your concerns.
Yeah.
You have a tooth infection, bro.
We got the hunger.
We're all here. We got a crack tooth over here. We got a string hair over here.
That's you. And we're all talking. We're all in the area.
Sometimes I'm stoned at night. That's why I get a bunch of candy.
Get some shit up in his house.
All my life, I've been eating candy because. Some people are born
but
with...
But you can be honest with Shelby, though.
Yeah.
Because versus another dentist, you know?
Because, honestly, it's not.
Like,
some people are born with...
Shelby, feed me teeth. Tweak again, Gene!
Some people are born with weak teeth, and some
sorry,
people are born
Shelby.
With Shelby. Some people don't have to go to
sorry,
so
Shelby.
They got strong teeth.
Yeah.
Got a pistol, man.
Eventually, if you're rich, you're just going to get veneers.
Yeah.
Do you know how difficult veneers are, though? No, but if your shit's so
they
fucked up.
They shave your teeth half down.
Like, seriously.
Sounds painful.
And
okay.
Then they fucking mold the veneers onto the root. It's fucking painful.
No, it sounds
and expensive.
It's a bunch.
But you can smile pretty.
But also, though, like, porcelain veneers are not the hardest thing in the world. And, like, let's say you bite into an apple. Your tooth could come out.
I would see,
And then you gotta get that shit fixed.
And then you have to get emergency surgery to have it, like, replaced.
Yeah.
Fuck!
So you gotta chop
like
shit.
You don't have a real objective, right?
Huh?
Objective is to survive.
That's what my aunt's going through, though. Like,
it's hilarious.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh, I can take that
blue. Right?
You don't have to, like, get to a... meeting point or whatever.
There's like pretty much the center.
Yeah,
center.
I'm vibe. I just want to make sure for sure.
Making it to the center.
You gotta go to those far ass competitions too. Like, who's to go?
Barely. I do.
But I just don't like you by myself. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. It's not like the homie gonna roll with you to that shit,
or. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will go somewhere.
I need a rifle.
Okay. And then Kelly's junior high next year.
Oh, she already is.
There we go.
27. Yeah.
Blackstock?
Yeah.
Yeah, as much shit as you want, right?
No, you're kind of limited to that. That's why you have to get the higher level backpacks.
Yeah.
Higher level armor. Higher level helmet.
You have to find that shit, or you?
Yeah. You gotta just keep on your loot. You have to loot these houses.
I don't think I have like that much time to play the fucking game.
Yeah. No, I get.
I get the game though.
Then I'll do it. You know, it's like the. Instead of me doing yay, but then I'll do yay and quit.
Alright, I got
a
rifle.
You play a few matches.
I'll play him, yay, bro.
I got a rifle.
It's so fun. I don't know, I just turned it on. But yeah, the fun part is we'll all be at home, but we're us part of the team. On the microphone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's right there, you know what I mean?
Like,
jump
you,
out, roll, yeah, you know what I mean? Sorry.
Get that motherfucker, wait, I'm coming back
like,
for you.
Pushing those all day. Yeah.
Motherfuckers be on that Fortnite.
See, I think that's for the young fools, you know what I mean? Because, like, or not, it's more popular, though. That's what they talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fortnite's breaking in that.
Yeah.
Following.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I'm like,
numbers they posted or whatever?
Yeah, they put out?
Yeah, for free.
400 million in a month?
Thorn on the side of Call of Duty.
Like tens of millions in a
yeah.
week.
Yeah. Yeah, Call of Duty. God
damn.
I met some dude that was doing
they
the...
They have good borders, man. They have like a geeks.
He was doing the stage the stage setup for Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And all the workers kept talking about Fortnite. So at the next corporate meeting, they told everyone to stop talking about Fortnite.
I took that last
shot of the phone I had, but it's cool.
That's crazy.
I need another rifle, you bitch.
What was that shit called again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got like 140 or what, yeah.
Yep, G.
But yeah, things are good. It's got PUBG, yeah. It's funny because then like as a gamer, but then like he barely goes, you know what I mean?
What's that?
Like Andrew's like to get that type of game, right? And he's like,
yeah.
But I guess I'm the one that is like cool. It's cool that I play with Khalees, and then like she saves me all the time, and I just feel like.
You're just using this? I think so.
Like,
unless you want to bring out your
yeah.
room.
That shit? Yeah. But, like, she's saving me, like, you know, I take care of her every day, but she's saving me there, you know what I mean?
You got a charger? Any of you guys got a charger?
Just some funny feeling, like...
Bro, you got a charger?
Yeah,
that's
funny. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I take care of Gary Lane, and... Over there, she's saving my life.
Put a dab in the bowl already.
Open my dab.
Put a dab inside the, in that dish. Open that up. Open up the... The cap. Use your pick.
This is just on your, like, headset?
I don't know.
Or you don't
I can't find it.
Oh, it's just live, dude.
Yeah. What is it? Something metal. Something metal.
Magnetic?
Magnetic.
But then we gotta all be friends and then we'll just see if some of us are on.
Yeah.
Drop your dab in there?
I don't know.
Three taps, green, cover it, and then three taps, green, you're good.
Oh, shit.
You pull that off. Pull that thing off.
No.
Punch.
Oh, shit. You just pushed it in the hole.
Oh, I can't push that way.
Yeah.
He's too funny.
You gotta, like, take a little piece off and roll it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Break it off with like a pick. But I knew Bright didn't have a pick, so.
He's surprised that I was fat, you know, how easy you can even say, you know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean? How much is it? Well, double eight, isn't it 120? Yeah, yeah, me like 121, but a tank's probably like 160, but his is like, you know, better, but it's better when it's better, because you know he's always gonna say it's raw, you know what I mean? Right, 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 and still get the same fucking money off you, you know what I mean? You hear that fucking Nas?
Which one?
Nas Kanye?
Nas.
The Pusha T album, that shit classic.
Yeah. Nas just
came out. Yeah, I love that shit, yeah. All good shit?
Like, no, yeah. How?
I think Christian just bumped the Kanye shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you listen to the Push, right?
I heard some of it, yeah.
They did their research.
Another one that like he's more acapella in the beginning.
Yeah,
that's right. Mm-mm. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Kanye did the research. It takes only 15 minutes worth of music to get a Grammy.
That's why he did all of them, and he did all of them.
And as long as you have 5 separate tracks and your album is 15 minutes, you could be nominated for Grammy.
He did. That's why he did all the albums that they just released. The Push Up. Kanye's and Nas,
yeah.
All
7
tracks.
I'm with the water bag. 15 minutes. I think it came out
15:30. Put a small splash of water in there, bro. Just a little. It doesn't take a lot. It really doesn't take a lot.
Just a little?
Just a little, yeah.
You know what I mean? usually when I'm my shit, I'll make some fat ones, but then, you know, cheaper. You know?
Too much?
Yeah, it's a little much.
This is better. But yeah, you know when I have my house, you know what I mean? But yeah.
I can't figure out how to send this to friends.
Chris, it's on golf time.
Yeah, I mean,
you could probably do it, and then he'll find like a notification.
Adding you as a friend. Your Facebook friend. Did we get a good call? When you hit it, just hit a light. Hit a light so it doesn't splash in your mouth. Cover?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
But I mean, you know, you guys.
You're green and you're ready to go.
Go, right?
How big is that?
It was fun, but I'm never going to take the kids ever again. It's terrible. I just want to gamble and
fuck around like your mom. You got to do all that.
That's red? Oh, you said it turns green.
Green.
You
got
the weather in the pool, huh? Just,
but once it turns green, I just hit it.
Constantly.
You can start hitting it now. Just hit light.
Seeing the app is so large that I can't download it through my...
Oh, you gotta do it through Wi-Fi?
Yeah, Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yeah, do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
What you think about that? Cold start. The cold start style. This is what you do right here. You have this one ready for the next one. Give it another 3 taps, and then you get one more reheat.
Yeah.
You should have be able to.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.